Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Quicker because we had a Monday holiday. So we look forward to the next Monday holiday. When is that? Not till Labor Day. Because even the Congress can't screw up the 4th of July. Can you imagine, even though I bet that somebody's trying to figure this out, that somebody's trying to put the 4th of July on a Monday? The holiday celebrates the birth of our country happens on the 4th of July, whatever day of the week it comes. And that somebody's tried to move Christmas to the last Monday in December. I'm sure somebody's tried to do that. Or Thanksgiving to the last Monday in November. I always call November Thanksgiving. I don't know why. It's sort of one of those things that
you just want to celebrate the entire month.
I want to celebrate. Thank you. And Molly will celebrate that you're here. Molly Page is here, the news sage. Kenny Kessler, the info wrestler. We're all ready to go. And we've got our control. We have a controlled, I was going to say burn, but not really. A lot of weather news again today and related items. And for that story, I go directly to Molly Page.
Well, just what they didn't need in Texas was more rain, and they got it, unfortunately. And
they're paying the price.
Yeah, more than 50,000 people without power as of this morning in Texas, and 23 people have died so far in the flooding in that state.
Uh-oh.
There are still weather-related warnings issued for today, mm-hmm. and Johnson County Emergency Management Coordinator says at least 45 roads are shut down. Austin emergency workers recovered a houseboat with about 20 people on board that had just washed away, mm-hmm. so they had to go fetch them. Tornado warnings have been in effect, hail as well for the Dallas-Fort Worth area. So Dallas really has not been hit really hard, not nearly as much as Houston and San Antonio, Austin areas, but they're under a warning as well. Travel advisories issued and flights have been delayed again today.
Wow! What a horrible place to be. Look at the sunshine where you are in Washington or I am in Boston. What a wonderful place to live. Now, let's just couple the reality of the weather in Texas with the alignment of the stars. I will explain that after Molly talks about the 7.0 earthquake that struck in Alaska.
My goodness, the news on this came down just after 4 this morning. And the USGS said the quake had an epicenter that was next to Ugashik. It was about 61 kilometers deep. Do you?
Yeah, it's right next to Somerville.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It was originally a 6, I think somewhere in the high 6s, but then they upgraded it to a 7.0. And Pacific Tsunami Warning Center said that there's not a lot of data available, but no tsunami warning is expected.
All right. Also, in league with that, pretty much at the same time the earthquake struck off the coast of Alaska, there was a huge volcano off the coast of Japan. And were you to look at the continental shelf or the plates that are underneath the ocean or underneath the land masses that we know as the continents, those plates that shift and they cause the earthquake. This, by the way, all put together as a promotional stunt for the movie that is out today, I think, right? Starring The Rock. Isn't that movie out today, Kenny?
San Andreas, yeah.
Right. That's all this whole thing was put together as a promotional stunt for the movie.
My goodness, those movie people are powerful.
Oh, they really are. Okay. Now, here's the story behind the story that many of you are going to roll your eyeballs about, but be ready to roll your eyeballs because this, in fact, is a fact. Yesterday, Most of you know who listen to me with any great degree of regularity know that I am a great believer in astrology. I think astrology is a very impactful tool to use if you can find a really good astrologer and use astrological information appropriately. So yesterday, I have three or four sites that I follow that are connected to astrology, Astrology Answer. I mean, there's a bunch of them, but these four I have found to be the best. And pretty much all of them warned by midday yesterday that because of the alignment of the stars and the fact that Mercury was in retrograde, before the day was over, there would be a huge earthquake someplace off the West Coast. That was yesterday a prediction midday from a number of astrologers. So, there are other astrologers who said it may not be an earthquake, but there would be a huge eruption in people's beliefs, because there are many astrologers who are saying and have said all along this year that there will be huge changes in public perceptions of issues, changes in the way we think about how to run the planet, how the planet will continue to operate in a different way, because masses of people are just tired of things that don't work. And so the change in thinking, and this also happens on the personal side, the personal level, there are huge changes taking place with many people. I'm one of them. Huge changes taking place in how we think, how we work, how we are living our lives. And so I found it interesting that all those things sort of came together yesterday. And the physical attribution of this was, according to the astrologers, the earthquake. So think of it what you will. To me, it makes a whole lot of sense. And by the way, it may not be the only earthquake this weekend, according to some. So,
well, don't leave us hanging.
What?
What do some say?
California.
Really?
Yep.
How big?
They don't put those numbers. They just will say big. Yeah, they just say big.
In California this weekend.
Well, there's a chance. More to the point, they said yesterday there would definitely be an earthquake someplace, and they sort of put a lot of their reputations on the line.
But there are earthquakes every single day on the Pacific Coast. Every single day.
7.0 magnitude.
Well, but that's why I say when they say big, if they said, okay, we're predicting something over a 5.0, then I'd see they were spot on. But
no,
if they...
You would be skeptical no matter what, because you're a skeptic. Wouldn't make
true.
Any difference. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
I want to believe, though.
Do you?
I just want...
Well, so then just close your mind and believe.
Proof.
Shut it down. Well, there's proof. 7.0 magnitude earthquake off the shore of Alaska, according to the U.S. Geological Survey System, Hunga Bunga, whatever they are. All right, 14 past the hour. Here's a big deal for today. This is today's big deal, and you're hearing about it, courtesy of the Doug Steffen involvement in the world of big equipment, boys and their toys. Although, I said this earlier this week, and I mean it, as I nose around, more and more women are running construction companies. And so, when I say, it sort of sounds like when you say boys and their toys, that's kind of sexist. And in fact, that isn't the aim here. The aim is to bring everybody in. This is all inclusive. The Iron Planet Big Auction Day 2 is today. There are still 800 items ready for bidding in today's auction. You can see the items now at ironplanet.com. Trucks, tractors, compactors, excavators, loaders. They're loaded with great inspected equipment. They stand behind what they sell. They do an inspection. It's an ironclad assurance from Iron Planet that what you're buying is what they say it is, so you know what you're going to get. Don't miss Iron Planet's huge auction today. It goes on all day long. Still 800 plus items, low hours. It's kind of fun to look at this. I checked it out three or four times yesterday online just to sort of see what was going on for the prices and that sort of thing. It's a good place to buy, an excellent place to go to find the equipment that you need right now. So here's what you do to get the full information. Use your mobile device. Text the word LIFT to 511-511. And you can register online at ironplanet.com, too. It doesn't cost you anything. Text the word LIFT, L-I-F-T, to 511-511. See all the items that are left in today's Iron Planet Giant May Auction. Again, go to LIFT, L-I-F-T, and then text it to 511-511 for Iron Planet's huge auction.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states and on lot number 3030.
Men, if you're like me, you appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. The sort of shave that cuts clean, without the burn. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack, when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? And if saving money and a clean shave isn't incentive enough, Harry's will give you their starter set, complete with a razor, three of their world-famous blades, and shaving cream for just $10. And shipping is always free. We'll also give you $5 off your first order. Our way of saying thank you for trying us. How are we able to save you all this money and still give you the best shave you'll ever enjoy? By owning the factory that manufactures them. That's how. So go to Harry's.com right now and enter code 7766 at checkout. That's Harry's.com, code 7766.
You make the decision to buy the home, then you're faced with what's next? What do we do?
We started at Realtor.com.
Realtor.com gave us a lot more current information.
Listings are pulled directly from the MLS every 15 minutes.
Once you've gone through all that, the Realtor makes it happen.
We worked with the Realtor that really knew the area.
And knew the market.
When you have someone who has the expertise, it makes it so much easier.
Realtor.com and Realtors. Together, we make home happen. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
When you are ready to search for a home, start at Realtor.com. Realtor.com is the most accurate home search site, and be sure to work with a Realtor to help you through that process. Realtor.com and Realtors. Together, they will make home happen. It's time for a little embarrassment. And I don't know whether the Republicans will take this personally or whether Denny Hastert and his family have to take this personally. But the interesting part of this, Kenny and Molly, is that he got caught because of a provision in the Patriot Act, which he supported, Kenny, right?
Yeah. It's the expansion of bank reporting requirements that are a part of the Patriot Act that he's very happy to have helped push through Congress.
And maybe not so much now. So what actually did he do? What's he charged with?
He's been indicted for agreeing to pay $3.5 million in hush money to keep an unnamed person quiet about his prior misconduct.
Well, his misconduct had to do with relationships getting payoffs from banks?
We don't know.
That's a suggestion?
We don't know what the misconduct was, and they're not saying who this other person is.
Not a lot of clues if you read through all of this stuff about his misconduct.
Right.
Or, excuse me, alleged misconduct.
But this is just like when they caught Al Capone on taxes. They, you know, they couldn't get him for the particular misconduct, but here he was withdrawing too much money from the bank, and that led them to his paying off this hush money.
Taxes? We don't need no stinking taxes. Who wants to pay taxes? I don't want to pay any taxes.
The interesting thing about this that I guess will come out is that Hastert was a teacher.
Yes.
And a coach.
Yes.
At the school in the same town where this person
could pay it off.
Yes.
Ooh, nice. 21 after on Good Day.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Norrie, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit CriticalHealthNews.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join our Critical Health News team. Go to CriticalHealthNews.com. That's CriticalHealthNews.com.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley. With U.S. Tax Shield, we can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
News today because she said American Idol was the worst experience of her life. That'll go over well with the producers of American Idol. They're planning on bringing back former hosts for the series, but probably
not her.
Not her. Is she considered a host? She's a judge, right? Not a host.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Two divorces as well.
Is
right?
She?
Yeah. And that was the worst experience?
Yeah. Listen. Well, you know, when you have as many opportunities to find men, probably divorce not a big deal out there. I'm sure there are no shortage of suitors for her. Anyway, she suggested that her feud with Nicki Minaj was an invention of the show.
No.
So, I know, isn't that hard? That's how in the world? I know that. She did not stop there, going on to call the long-running show so boring and fake. It's boring and fake. American Idol, boring and fake? Come on.
Coming from Mariah Carey?
I can't believe it. Jeepers, creepers. Where'd you get those peepers? All right, so that's Mariah Carey. More importantly and more interesting, the video of the day today at DougSteffen.com comes from the folks at YouTube. They've made a video that compiles bits and pieces of some of their most famous and viral videos in the last 10 years, all set to an original rap song that categorizes their videos from A to Z. So we have the audio from that. We're going to play it for you. But I assure you, you will be better served by going to DougSteffen.com and viewing the video of the day. That's why we have it in that box. But this is kind of cool. Listen to the audio anyway.
Now it's time for our wrap-up. Let's give it everything we've got. Ready? Begin.
Artificial amateurs aren't it all amazing? Analytically, I assault animate things. Broken barriers bounded by the bomb beat. Buildings are broken, basically I'm bombarding. Casually create catastrophes, casualties, canceling cats got the canopies collapsing. Detonate a dime a tank, daily doing dope. Demonstration, Don Dada on the down low. Eating other editors, energetic, epileptic episode, elevated etiquette. Furious, fat, fantastic. The result.
Got great global goods on. So, Kenny, give us a play-by-play here of what is part and parcel of what's going on. Because we can hear it, but you can't see it. That's why I say you got to go to the website, DougStephan.com, and see the video. But in a play-by-play mode, what did you find most fascinating about this when you were watching it?
I thought it was very clever. They say that there are over 75 references to other videos that go by in this. It's like 2 minutes long.
Mm-hmm.
And they use at least a dozen, if not more, different filmmaking styles as they go from one thing to the next. And just about any viral video that you can remember seeing in the last 10 years is represented there.
Yeah.
Everything from Gangnam Style to the guy who sang Chocolate Rain years ago to the Grumpy Cat. Just about everything,
yeah,
all crammed in.
Wait a minute. What's that song?
Yeah. Including
that's
Rick
Howdy Doody. Right, exactly. How about them apples? Okay, so the other item of interest that has to do with celebrity, Michael Jackson's former home, the Neverland Ranch, on sale, big sale this weekend. Get it while you can for $100 million. Story at DougStephan.com. Yep.
But it doesn't have any of the stuff.
It's 2,700
like the animals
acres
and everything.
No, but it's 2,700 acres of good land in the Santa Ynez Valley.
Hey, now.
Yeah.
You wanted another farm.
Yeah, probably not for $100 million.
Wow.
Yeah. Maybe they give me a bargain. $10 million, maybe.
Maybe.
Right?
You are on the radio.
Yeah, that's true. Well, maybe get it down to $1 million then. Or maybe $100,000 will take the day. 28 after the hour. Speaking of taking the day, this is Good Day.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute. I'm your host, Mark Green. Today with Mother Jones's David Korn and the National Review's Rich Lowry. Coming right up, Michelle Obama gave a passionate commencement speech at Tuskegee about race. Appropriate or over the top?
Get out to the forest and discover the wonders of nature with your family, just like Blue, Jewel, and the whole real flock.
Let the kids connect to their roots. It's going to be so much fun.
Yeah!
Woo-hoo! Let's rock this jungle.
Woo-hoo!
Fresh air.
What a glorious morning.
Clean water.
Woo-hoo!
Woo! Great!
And endless surprises.
Yo, this is untapped territory.
How amazing.
Visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for David Korn and Rich Lowry. First Lady Michelle Obama has rarely discussed race, but gave a passionate address at Tuskegee about racial impact and their future lives. Appropriate?
A lot of that address was appropriate. She cited the Tuskegee Airmen and their incredible struggles in a hostile environment, and all that's to the good. The complaint I have is what she's really talking about in these slides are kind of microaggressions, which really don't hold anyone back. For a woman who has everything, she's at the top of our national life. She graduated from Princeton, from Harvard Law School.
I think you're looking at it from your perspective, Rich, not from the perspective either of Michelle, but more importantly, the audience she's talking to. You know, you can take that perspective that you know better, but talking to people in that community, they feel that this is really real. And if she's gotten past it, and she has succeeded to the great heights that you so aptly describe, that doesn't mean it doesn't exist, and it doesn't mean it doesn't hurt or impact other people.
That was your Both Sides Minute. Today with David Korn of Mother Jones and Rich Lowry of the National Review.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Extend your life with Extendo Bite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendivite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendivite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendivite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendivite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendivite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Are you suffering from EP? The symptoms include fraudulent charges to your credit card. Your subway card says it's empty, but you bought it yesterday. Someone's been in your hotel room, but the desk clerk says they only show you entering the room. These are signs of EP, electronic pickpocketing. Payment cards, transit cards, even hotel room keys use a radio chip, so you can just wave your card at the register, the turnstile, or your hotel room door. But what's convenient for you is also convenient for thieves, waving scanners to electronically pickpocket you without even touching you. The good news is there's a cure. ID Stronghold has created leather wallets and clutches that have built-in EP protection. Layers of shielding material cleverly concealed in a beautiful leather wallet that stops the symptoms of EP. Go to IDStronghold.com now and get the cure. IDStronghold.com. Warning, ID Stronghold wallets could lead to feelings of safety and security, comfort in crowds, and euphoria. If you experience these emotions, immediately inform your friends and family about IDStronghold.com so they can feel better too.
There are crooks everywhere, I tell you. Doug Steffen's Good Day program, not a crook. The part of Richard Nixon being played by Doug Steffen, or the other way around. I am not a crook. Okay, so the story that Molly Page, the news sage, was working over with Ken Kessler, the news wrestler. No, what did I say? The info, right? What did I say? I got to make sure I write this down.
I'm more of a skimmer than a wrestler.
Oh, are you really? Okay.
But that doesn't rhyme.
No. Ken Kessler, the info wrestler. I think that's what I said. Anyway, we were talking about Denny Hastert and the fact that he's been indicted. The federal indictment alleges that he paid out hundreds of thousands of dollars to conceal misconduct with banks. I guess it depends on what number you're looking at. I see $3.5 million, right?
Right. He just took it out in the...
Small.
$100,000 here. Okay.
So, Denny Hastert is a crook. Another crooked Republican. For those of you who like equal time, or at least enjoy having taking a shot here and there at the Clintons, there are people. How come Denny Hastert's getting? I can just hear this now, walking amongst the ruins of political fortunes and misfortunes. So Hastert gets indicted. He has to go to jail, pays a fine, all of that horrible stuff. Mr. and Mrs. Clinton had that foundation, and to commemorate the 10th anniversary of the Indian Ocean tsunami, one of the ladies that survived the disaster was, you know, holding, working on a school building charity, the Happy Heart Fund. And she was able to put together a large group of influential people, had a lot of money, flew in Sheryl Crow and her band, and brought in Bill Clinton. The cost to produce the gala was $363,000 before Bill Clinton showed up. They invited Bill Clinton to come to this event to help them raise money. But the first $500,000, after they paid the $300,000 in expenses, went to the Bill, Hillary, and Chelsea Clinton Foundation. This is something that you read about here about today. Another bit of influence peddling on the part of the Clintons. If you want Bill to show up, you better cough up $500,000. You want Mrs. Clinton to show up, better cough up $250,000. There's a discount? Well, I'll wait till she gets to be president. Then it'll be equal, right? Be parity? It'll be pay parity for two of them. So is that crooked? Every time you turn around, I bet you I've seen three or four of these stories this week, Kenny, of charges that the Clintons use their influence. I mean, you see it all the time. Mrs. Clinton, let's make a deal for Boeing to sell jets to whomever, and then, strangely enough, a $500,000 contribution comes in from Boeing to the Clinton Foundation. Woo-hoo! So, who's more corrupt, Denny Hastert or the Clintons?
Well, the thing with the Clintons, you know, there's that guy, I can't remember his name, that wrote the Clinton Cash Book recently.
Yes.
Full of all kinds of allegations.
One of the biggest stars Fox News has had for a long time.
And he was on CNN with, I think, with Anderson Cooper.
Right.
And Cooper kept asking him if there were specific, if there were any laws broken, if there was anything specific he could point to. And finally, he had to admit that while it all looks bad, no laws have been broken.
Uh-huh. All right. Keep the cash coming. Right.
Hastert, on the other hand, withdrew all this money, and the FBI said found out about it and asked him, and he said, "Well, I don't trust the bank, so I'm just taking it out, and I'm going to keep it."
My mattress.
And we still don't know what he did behind all of it.
Well, that's what's not clear,
yeah.
And that may be why this thing blows up, because it could be a witch hunt. They're always looking for ex-politicians. The FBI is so corrupt itself. I mean, all these agencies are so damn corrupt, but the FBI is as corrupt as it. It's all about politics, who they go after, what they do. You know as well as I do, not just with, not under the circumstances, just the FBI, but law enforcement in general is very selective. If you've got enough money, I mean, once in a while, somebody who's really dirty, who's got money, gets it. Michael Milken was an example of that. Did a lot of, when it got down to the bottom line, he was the hedge fund manager that came up with the dough to start CNN, for example. But some of the ways that he did business were questionable, so he got caught. This is, what, 30 years ago, I think? 30, 35 years ago when he went to jail. He had a fortune of $750 million when he went to jail. And when he got out, he still had $350 million after he paid lawyers to help keep him out of jail and the $350 million federal fine. He still had $350 million. He gave $100 million to start a cancer. It was a, I think it was a prostate cancer foundation, because he got prostate cancer while he was in the slammer. And so he started. There's a big building on the corner, I want to say, of 6th and Santa Monica Boulevard in Santa Monica. It's the Michael Milken Foundation headquarters. And that's, you know, it's kind of what they do. That's what happens. People with money sometimes are indiscreet. Why? But that makes them a target. Or certain people who are political, you know, some people just become targets. That's it.
So it's not illegal to pay off someone who might be blackmailing you. Or we don't know what happened, but if he did something really, really bad to this kid,
yeah,
and he was a school teacher and a coach, knew this person for most of that person's life, they lived in the same town, and he needed to cover it up, and this person said they were going to go public with it unless he paid them this money. There's nothing illegal about him paying the money, right? It's
right.
Just how he took it out of the bank.
Well, it's what Rich always says. They catch you for lying. He set up a red flag when he withdrew this money, and the FBI asked him questions about why he was withdrawing it, and he
said
that, Yeah, and he said he didn't trust the
Remember,
banking industry.
That's how they get the baseball players. They couldn't get them. They're always these people that they can't get them on the real charges. They get them on telling stories. You lied to Congress.
Right.
All right. All right. So that's right. Kenny, let's follow the bouncing ball, shall we? Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day, Facebook and Twitter comments, social media at Doug Steffen's, the big Doug Steffen Corral.
Okay. Start off this. We got a really nice message on Facebook, and I hope I don't ruin it by pronouncing this gentleman's name wrong. His name is Fabiano Fidencio de Lima.
Ooh, he sounds hot.
He says, "Hello, Doug. How are you? I am from Brazil, and every day I listen to your show live or to the podcasts. It has helped me to improve my English and to be updated about many issues."
See there. Thank you. He didn't do it in Spanish. He did it in English. See, there are benefits to being a former English teacher. I'm helping him with his English. Good
I
for
think
you,
it's
sir.
The unga bunga that you do
that
every day.
That could be. Yes, that might be it. Yep, that'll help a lot.
Was there more? I think.
Thank
did
you,
you interrupt the compliment?
No, that was just said thank you and bye.
Oh, right.
Thanks and bye. I've never been great at taking compliments. I'm getting better at it.
Yeah.
But I appreciate that because that's what we're trying to do. Bring people together, not only all around our country, but around the world. DougSteffen.com. There are all kinds of ways for those of you who say, well, how did he hear us? You can go to DougSteffen.com, which obviously is universal. Get it anywhere that there is a computer. RadioAmerica.org, CRNTalk.com, TalkStreamLive.com, GCNLive.com is a way to get it. Podcasts, in time, like real live time, you can get DougSteffen.com, RadioAmerica.org. TuneIn Radio has an app. Stitcher Radio has an app. Genesis Radio has an app. And so there's no excuse. You are given no excuses for not following everything that we do here on the Good Day program, right? Right. All right. What else?
Sure. What were we talking about?
Bunch of comments about Denny Hastert. Jesse says the real scandal is that Hastert parlayed his speakership into a lobbying job that afforded him the ability to pay $3.5 million.
You know, I was thinking that. Where is this guy who was a teacher and then he was Speaker of the House? The kind of money that let's say a teacher makes, maybe he made in his best years $40,000-$50,000, and then as a congressman, $140,000-$150,000 a year. Yeah, they can get another $40,000 for being speaker. So let's say his maximum income that was apparent was $200,000 a year. When these guys get out of office, I don't know how many of you saw this yesterday. Jeb Bush is under scrutiny because he's on the board of directors of like 14 different companies, making millions of dollars a year as an advisor to these companies who just really want visibility. They want somebody with a big name to be on their board. So they get George Bush, or they get Jeb Bush, or they get, the old man did a lot of that when he was still in good health. So they get paid a lot of money, and it's basically for influence or for attraction. But apparently Jeb Bush is very good at being a director, is very thoughtful, and so the people who are trying to throw mud at him, suggesting, look at all this influence, blah, blah, blah. But if you really look at the individual reports, and I happened to look at three or four of them yesterday, I was just scanning around, and I saw this story, and I thought, okay, let's look at what the people say who he serves on the board. When I was on the board of trustees, I've been on several boards, not big corporate boards like this, but I was pretty active, pretty outspoken, and I was pretty studied as to the issues. And I was known for that, and I'm not saying it for any other reason other than to explain that in a situation like the being on a board of directors or trustees, you can sit there and vote with a majority, just sit there and vote and take your check. Or you can actually get into the issues and get into the nitty-gritty of what's going on and actually make a difference. And that's Jeb Bush's reputation. He has done an extremely good job making a career. Every day of the week he seems to be involved in different board meetings, and he comes very prepared, according to people that serve on these boards. So those people who would take a shot at him will miss their target. But the reason I bring that up as twofold. I made my first point there. Second point is that these people who are politicians and become peddlers of influence, Bill Clinton is the good example, George Bush the father, George, I don't know what George Bush the son, he's getting a lot of money for speaking engagements. I can't imagine too many people are going to want him on a board because he's, you know, he's not that smart. Jeb Bush is very smart and does a good job here, but again, an example of what, after these guys have feathered their nest by being in politics, then they can influence peddle, and Hastert has done that, obviously, and made a lot of money doing it. The former Speaker of the House, all kinds of lobbying opportunities with those legal law firms on K Street. Are you kidding? Wow. Woo! What a gold mine. And the higher up you go, the more you're worth. So Bill Clinton can get $500,000 a speech, and he can also command $500,000 to go into the Clinton Foundation to do the good work. See, that's the other thing. I mean, they all get paid by the foundation. Chelsea, that's how she makes a living. She's on the board of the foundation. And Hillary and Bill, they all get a check out of the foundation. So they can take as much as they want. You know, as long as it's in the bylaws of the 501c3, they have to pay administrators. So these people pay, they get paid. And so under the circumstances, it's unrealistic and kind of naive to think that there isn't going to be an influence peddling connection to all of the former politicians who have influence still. Does that make sense, Kenny? I took a long time to get there, but I was trying to explain, and hopefully I did a decent job of it. 13 before the hour on Good Day.
Now that Rite Aid is part of the Plenty program, Wellness Plus is more rewarding than ever. Why? Because now Wellness Plus with Plenty gives you a second way to save with Plenty Points, which works similar to Plus Up Rewards, only better. Because Plenty Points can be earned in one place and used for savings at Rite Aid, Macy's, AT&T, Exxon and Mobil, and other participating partners. So if you like Plus Up, you're going to love Plenty Points. Wellness Plus with Plenty. Get your card at Rite Aid today. With us, it's personal.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states and in law number 3030.
As an extension of the Love Your Curls movement, Dove Hair has launched a new book, Love Your Curls, to inspire confidence in women and young girls. Here to tell us more about it, author and best-selling novelist, Taye Selassie.
When Dove Hair discovered that women and girls with curly hair tend to feel less confident, they were inspired to act. Love Your Curls is a poetic tribute to curly hair that is intended to represent and inspire curly girls of all ages. Dove Hair is committed to creating a world where beauty is a source of confidence, not anxiety, and believes that all women can set a positive example for the next generation by expressing their own beauty with confidence. Over the course of the Love Your Curls movement, Dove Hair received thousands of stories, photos, and messages of celebration from women with curly hair. These stories from real women directly inspired the Love Your Curls book, and the hope is that it will be shared with curly girls everywhere to empower them to love their natural curls.
Download it for free at dove.com/loveyourcurls and dedicate it to a curly girl in your life.
All right, 11 before the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program, Molly Page, Kenny Kessler, with the World Soccer Governing Board. It isn't the world. There's a difference between FIFA and the World Soccer Association, right? FIFA is a private organization. Well, this World Soccer Association would be, too. What's the difference between the two of them? Anybody know? Glad I asked. Thank you. All right, anyway. Well, but FIFA, their annual meeting, coincidentally, wrapped around all of this hoopla about whether they are crooks or not. The world is full of... What would we have to talk about if there weren't so many crooks? in the world. Talk radio would be boring as hell, right? If there weren't so doggone many crooks. It's wonderful that there are as many crooks in the world as there are. And this guy is a crook. Sepp Blatter. And he wants to be president again.
For the fifth time.
Of FIFA. And maybe he'll get it. Maybe he won't. But the election is today, I think.
Yeah.
Maybe even going on right now. Over in London or in Switzerland someplace. 51 after.
Zurich.
Zurich.
Yuvia needed financing to grow her restaurant business, but her bank simply didn't understand.
I was frustrated.
Yuvia found On Deck Business Loans.
On Deck did it for me. I called on Saturday, and I had $50,000 in my account on Monday morning.
How about the terms?
Incredibly easy. It doesn't mess with your cash flow.
On Deck changed everything.
This company, On Deck, is going to be there for me.
Was it a good move?
I'm looking to increase sales probably 30%.
Been in business for at least a year with 100,000 plus in revenue? On Deck can get you $5,000 to $250,000 in as little as one business day. And they're A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau.
On Deck has opened up so many doors for me now. Truly, truly, the sky is the limit. I'm excited.
Apply now at OnDeckLending.com or call 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430.
Loan subject to lender approval.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
After the hour on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program, Tech Talk Time with Greg Stebbin, who is the technology editor, in fact, at Men's Health Magazine. Most important thing I got out of Greg all this week is the discussion, the information we had about that website called trackif.com. I found that to pretty be cool. Very helpful. Don't you think that's helpful, Kenny? That's the kind of information
yeah.
I love to pass along. We'll underscore that. Plus, upgrades that are coming to your car, and the president takes to Twitter. What an outrage. More on that coming up here on Good Day.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV three times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
At Kubota, value means getting more than you expected for less than you thought. Like the L2501 DT Compact Tractor. Now with financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years and factory rebates, you can do more for less. That's value. That's Kubota. Zero down, 0% APR financing for terms up to 60 months on select equipment now through June 30th, 2015. Financing through Kubota Credit Corporation USA. Subject to credit approval. Other exceptions may apply. For more information, call toll-free 1-888-465-8268. For more information or to find a participating dealer, visit Kubota.com.
Looking for a reliable used vehicle for your teenager? All Honda certified pre-owned vehicles undergo a thorough multi-point inspection by a Honda trained technician to meet Honda certified standards. And the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety named 4 Honda certified eligible models as among the best used car choices for teens under $20,000. We think that's pretty reliable. Find the right vehicle for you at HondaCertified.com and search for local inventory. Start something special with Honda certified pre-owned vehicles.
Let me get this straight. Greg Stebbins is the technology editor at Men's Health Magazine, right? So he should be a master at technology, right?
Right.
So how come technologically we can't hook up to him? One of the great things about this program, and I say this proudly, this is one of the most difficult programs that's ever been produced on the radio because there are so many different parts to it, moving parts to it. We have all of us in different locations, so that requires us being connected to a central hub, if you will. And so every once in a while, something might not work with Kenny or with Molly or with Jennifer or Richie or me or whoever it is that we're bringing into the fold. And I guess that's the case with Greg today. So I will have to do the honors. I just want to underscore, though, again, for those of you who have not tried this website called TrackIf.com, cites the prices of hundreds of thousands of items. Greg told us about it yesterday. When you're ready to buy something, it'll tell you where to buy the best price, when to get the best price, all that sort of stuff. It is a great, not a good, but a great website. And that was worth the price of admission to almost everything else we did this week, Kenny, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, it isn't like you pay a lot of money to get in here anyway. It's not like the Bill and Hillary Clinton Foundation where you got to pay $500,000 to get in. You can get here free. So, upgrades coming to a vehicle near you. Nearly every major car maker is going to soon begin offering technology that effectively turns a car's dashboard screen into a smartphone. You'll be able to do everything. Translate. You'll be able to do everything in your car on the screen. Like, I have navigation now. I wish they wouldn't throw this stuff. I'm just getting to the point where I can use my navigation. And just Meredith hooked up the Bluetooth on my car the other day. First time I've been using it. Yesterday I was having a lot of fun. Everybody I call, on the Bluetooth. And people laugh at me. I think I talked to McFadden yesterday on the Bluetooth. Welcome to the 20th century. I found it was cool. It's fun. Right, anyway, but soon, not only will you be able to navigate using your thingamabobber, but you'll be able to get your email and you'll be able to do all of that stuff.
Well, what do you think of that?
Yeah, slow down. I'm not in a big hurry for that.
At first I thought, why don't we just drive?
Yeah, that'd be a good thing. All the distractions, how many crashes are we going to have because of all this stuff?
But people are using their phones anyway.
Yeah,
I see people all the time on their phones. Right. So why not just have it in the dash?
In his first Q&A since setting up his at POTUS handle last week, the president answered about a dozen questions yesterday on Twitter, including a couple on sports. Wowie zowie. You can actually tweet the president, and he's going to tweet back at you.
Are you suffering from EP? The symptoms include fraudulent charges to your credit card. Your subway card says it's empty, but you bought it yesterday. Someone's been in your hotel room, but the desk clerk says they only show you entering the room. These are signs of EP, electronic pickpocketing. Payment cards, transit cards, even hotel room keys use a radio chip, so you can just wave your card at the register, the turnstile, or your hotel room door. But what's convenient for you is also convenient for thieves, waving scanners to electronically pickpocket you without even touching you. The good news is there's a cure. ID Stronghold has created leather wallets and clutches that have built-in EP protection. Layers of shielding material cleverly concealed in a beautiful leather wallet that stops the symptoms of EP. Go to IDStronghold.com now and get the cure. IDStronghold.com. Warning, ID Stronghold wallets could lead to feelings of safety and security, comfort in crowds, and euphoria. If you experience these emotions, immediately inform your friends and family about IDStronghold.com so they can feel better too.